Welcome to the Chantal Hyde Canada's Dating Coach podcast, where you'll learn to love and be loved. Come understand how powerful you are and share in our common experiences so that we can all grow together. Like Chantal loves to say, let's do this.
If you do get into a relationship with someone, when is the rule to start introducing them to your family?
So I would take 2 months of personal vetting, 2 months of seeing if they're passing the personal vibe check. And then after that, I would start introducing other people to the mix. I need to meet your people. You need to meet my people. And when I meet their people, I'm going to ask questions because there's things that they told me. I want to make sure that's the truth, right? What do I say? How am I corroborating the words coming out of your mouth to ensure reality matches what you're saying? So they said they want to get married. I said, what makes you think Tim would be a good husband? They said they want to have kids. What do you think would make Tim a good father? If they lied about those things, I'm met with confusion, meaning that there's a lie. So I'm looking for the lies. I'm looking for the truth.
I only ask that because the guy that I want to meet up with from the States and stuff, my parents, like ever since my brother moved out, it's like I'm an only child to them. So I'm like their little girl to them. That's why I was just asking, because like I had a whole corroborated plan of sending out my location to close friends that I know will be checking it often, because I plan on doing this date during the day, obviously. But like my mom's are like, who's this person? Where are they from? I like to get to know them. Who are they? When can I meet them? And they're always like one of those people. So that's why I was like, I already have a plan on like how I'm gonna like do all the date stuff and then show it to them. But that's why I was just like, when is like the perfect time for that? Because I know my parents, they're like buggers. They like to nag about those kind of things. And how long is a like respectful time to wait? Because obviously this guy is an anxious person and meeting new people is not really his best suit, but he's trying to work on that. So I don't want to just randomly be like, hey, yo, here's my family, and just shove it to him right away. So that's why I was like wanting to ask that.
2 months of personal vetting. If they're passing the vibe check, then take it to the next level, right? So we're building this by levels. So the first level is two beverages. Well, first of all, the first level is the first conversations, even like, are they online? Are they in person? Do they pass the vibe check? Do I want to talk to them again? I want to talk to them again. I like that vibe check. Do I want to see them? Yeah, I want to see them. Okay. Two vibe checks in person, beverage and a walk. I want to see them some more. We escalate on to dinners. Dinners out means outings out, amusement park, park, museum, go for a boat ride, go to a movie, take some time, really spend some time together, hikes. Now you keep spending time with them. You keep enjoying their qualities. You see them starting to fit into your life. Next level, your people and their people. When your people meet them, your people should be asking questions, probing, finding out who they are. Tell your people, don't be shy. Don't be shy because you're my line of defense. Don't be shy. I want to know what you learn. When you meet their people, don't be shy. They're not going to tell you the shitty things about this person. You're going to have to go find the shitty things. What's the worst thing he's ever done? Get the story about why his past relationship didn't work. Why do you think his past relationships didn't work? Get the story. Do you think he'll be a good dad? Get the truth.
Mm-hmm. And last thing before I go, I have always had trouble with coming up with date ideas all the time that are good, and you just kind of gave me some. But like, so like if I were to like ask him like next weekend to go do like mini putting and like some milkshakes, is that a bad thing to ask for, or is that okay? Because you can like talk while you're kind of mini putting or something.
Activities, not kissing. Activities, communication. By the way, when you're mini putting and he hits it and he misses, how does he react? Oh man, I'm never gonna do it. Low self-esteem, how boring. He misses, how does he act? Oh, son of a bitch. Anger issues, right? You go through all these scenarios and situations so that you can see all of his emotions and reactions.
That's really good to think about that. I never thought about it that way. I just thought, you know, some people get a little upset when they play that, but then I'm like, wait, sometimes that could actually lead into something serious into the relationship later on that I never thought about for that. But yeah, that's really good to know. And yeah, I just thought because he's an anxious person, if we have something distracting while we chat, like doing like mini putt, he can focus on like shooting a ball and playing mini putt and chatting. And then it won't be too much him in his mind of what am I going to say? What am I going to say? And just us sitting at a table and staring at each other.
I don't like him already. Do you know why? Because look
Why?
at you catering to him. He's a baby boy that needs to be looked after. Let's make sure we don't trigger his anxiety. Let's make sure
Yeah,
you're gonna
I'm
cause.
horrible at that. I baby everybody in my life. I'm
Stop.
horrible at it.
Look at you picking another baby. We seek what's familiar, even if it's wrong for us, and you're picking another baby. You need to cut this one off. This is a repeat of your pattern.
Makes sense. I get that now.
You're centering him in every thought you're having. I have to make sure I pick a place that's not going to make him anxious, not surrounded with too many people because he'll get anxious. Where's you?
That makes sense now. I just assumed because he was meeting me for the first time that he would be a little anxious because we're in two different places. I'm here in Canada and he's in the States.
Stop making assumptions. Stop creating a story inside your head about who this person is. Ground yourself, feet on the ground, observation. Pick the plan you want to do. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? You're picking something to revolve around him. Take a second out, take a step back, step out of his butthole because you jammed yourself in there because you don't exist and he's all around you. You're catering to him because you put yourself up his butthole. So you don't exist as an individual, you exist up his butthole. Take yourself out of his butthole and say, what do I want? So what is an activity you would like to do?
I would love to go on a hike. That sounds like something fun, like finally being able to like see the view when you get to the top of the mountain. No, I don't do them often, so.
Is this hike on a very public trail?
Kind of not. It's more quiet. You would probably see like the odd occasional, maybe four or five people, but it's not like in the falls where there's like lots of people there.
Take him where there's lots of people. If you want to hike, somewhere where there's a lot of people. Don't be secluded with somebody you barely know respects you.
Yeah.
So you want to hike. So we have to marry what you want with the realities of the situation. This person is new, should not go private. So hike, but not private. Think about yourself as well as himself. You like the hike, so do the hike. If the hike is so enjoyable that you guys want to continue the date, then go to the mini putt after the hike.